Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our eighth installment in Perspectives on Challenges. We were discussing yesterday the idea of Batzor Hirchavtali, that when things were narrow, you made things wider for me. And David HaMelech, King David, says that even the things that were punishments or challenges for me, you brought me great blessings from them. So I just want to reflect on this a little bit, just to give an example. You could have a person who is grappling with a very serious illness, and heaven forbid, and it's a major part of the person's life and a very challenging part of the person's life. And in the process of grappling with this illness, they make an acquaintance of someone who has dealt with a similar illness, and they strike up an extremely meaningful friendship. And by the way, you know, with time, they recover from the illness, hopefully, and they've acquired a friend for life. Now, if someone looks at that story and they say, well, it was really a blessing in disguise because they got the friend. I don't know about any of you. I think I would give the person a look and say, like, you really missed the boat. I mean, you're telling me the whole illness was a blessing in disguise? I mean, it's very nice to have a friend. They also lived very differently and very painfully for an extended period of their time. Having said that, again, who knows why they had this situation, but they had this very challenging situation. But despite the fact that for whatever reason it was, God decided they should have this challenging situation, God also brought them a friend for life. And that is the most remarkable of things. If for a moment you look at the challenging situation as a punishment, which maybe it's not even a punishment, but let's say for a second, theoretically speaking, it is, the idea that a person is punished and they live a difficult circumstance because of their punishment, and despite the fact that they live a difficult circumstance, they have something good that comes into their life as a result of it, is the greatest proof that A, God is with them each and every step of the way, and B, for whatever reason they had this challenge, it was so exacting that there was a certain aspect of challenge of difficulty they were supposed to have, but in some small way, that's offset by the great gift that they received through the experience. And that means there's someone totally, totally managing the dials the whole way through. It's a remarkably inspiring thing to think about. And I want to say one more thing. So again, it seems to show with great evidence that God is involved. But it also shows God's abundant kindness that despite this difficulty, a person can walk away with it with something positive. And that, I think, carries the potential to be such an inspiring thing to think about in the challenges of our lives. So inspiring. You know, if we think of challenges that we've experienced, and my guess is everyone listening can think of at least something, or someone close to them who's had something, you actually, if you think strongly and detailed enough, you almost certainly will be able to find some great blessing that came out of the experience. I'm not saying it made the whole thing worthwhile. I'm not saying that. But what a remarkable way to remember that even in the challenges, God's really there with us. I think it's a very important thing to reflect on. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.